Watch that we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't have a flag, so we'll just...
I think we do right
there. We do. It's...
Oh, it's
hidden behind the tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we put a tree there to actually put shade in the room because the sun comes through in the afternoon.
Okay, perfect. So we'll stand in.
I still need a flag.
We do what we can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to check your citizen card. I want to see your card.
I can assure you. Anything's possible.
It rolls. It just keeps rolling.
All right. I will recognize that there is a quorum for the Academy of Dover Board of Directors meeting Thursday, January 23rd, 2019 at 6:02 p.m. Let me see. I'm going to ask, everybody should have a copy of the minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give you a minute or so to peruse them if you haven't
that
done so already.
So funny.
And then I'll ask for a motion to accept the minutes. No, I don't have.
Do we have an agenda?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow. That picture is precious.
It really is.
Precious.
Is
precious.
It really is.
It's saying all is well.
All is well.
All is well.
No question about it.
All right, any question on the minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I move that we accept the minutes as the necessary corrections.
All right. It has been moved by Mrs. Robinson, seconded by Bishop Thomas, that we accept the November 25th, 2019 meeting minutes with any necessary corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The meeting minutes are accepted. Just for everybody's, for full disclosure, we're going to do the finances and then go to the principal's report. Do the teacher rep have a report tonight?
Other than we have been moving successfully towards better understanding EL education.
Okay.
Teachers are, especially our fourth grade teachers, are fully engaged and will most likely be our teacher mentors to the new ones next year. We'll be doing some professional development upcoming to further our understanding of the curriculum and help teachers better prepare for what's coming. But not to say that we aren't also putting the same effort into other categories and other content areas. All is well right now.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I'm just going off the agenda a little bit for the sake of time. So, Bill?
Okay, does everybody have a copy of the December 31st report? As you know, we didn't have a meeting in December, so the last report I had we'd given out was October. I didn't do November because they'd be cumulative. So this report's not going to be long because there's not a whole lot to say. So I'm just going to start on page one in the receipts section, and I'm only going to talk about the numbers that changed since October. And going down the list, the second one on the list is school safety and security. That $8,174.39 is a new appropriation money given to us, and I'm not exactly sure at this point. I think you write an application how you're going to spend the money
so
forth.
Yes.
So that's new money in there. If you keep going down that list, all the numbers are the same except for, if you go down to state unit formula, 05213, last month we had, this number's not on your report, $2,273,541. This month it's $2,293,756, up $20,215 from last month. And other than that, the numbers haven't changed in the budget. I don't anticipate anything major the rest of the year, so I think this budget is close to being accurate unless there are new grants or something I'm not aware of, like this school safety that came in. So then if you look at the projected revenue, you can see most of them, we have 100% of the money. I'm just going to talk about the places where we don't have all the money and explain why. If we go to educational sustainment, that 46,000 isn't the final number yet because they haven't calculated our Division I versus the states and divvied up the pie. So whatever that final number is, 46, we'll get that money. We'll get that money. If you look at the next one, the state unit formula at 18,692, if that's our final number, we'll get that money. Local district funding, which is a combination of funds from local school districts and interest, you can see we're at 99.3, and with the interest that's coming in, we'll exceed that, not by a lot. I think we're averaging about $600 a month in interest. So in a couple more months, we'll be at 100% there also. The only one that we may not hit is food service, but I don't have control over that. But and if you look at that 39%, that's really 1 month behind. So we should probably have more money than that, but we always hold 1 month back. But that's the only one that's in question, in my opinion. So basically, the budget's close to final, and all the money that we anticipate coming in, except for food service, is right online. So any questions there? If not, let's move on to expenditures. And from July 1st through December 31st, there were 13 pays. I think August was the month there were three pays. Like, I think this month is three pays. So everybody has monthly obligations. It's a great month because there's three pays this month. So if I take 13 over 26 or 6 over 12, everything's the same percentage. So if you look at total salaries, we're right in line. OECs were right in line. The only one that we're a little bit over is supplies and materials. But in total, with 43%, we should be at 50%, which is good. And last month, we were 5.2 under. We're now 7 under. So we're running well. Now, the raises that were given out aren't effective until January. So these numbers are going to change next month when I build the raises into that. So it's the percentage is going to jump up next month because the actuals are going to come in, the expenses, plus we're going to revise the budget to reflect the new salaries. Any questions? Like I said, it's trending real well at 43%, but that's what our budget was before. Is that clear or confusing people? Okay. So basically, I think, you know, like I said, the revenue's coming in fine and we're spending under our budget, so I think things are going well. If you go to page 2, you can see this is more detail of what's on page 1. And the 100% ones, a lot of those are things that are done for the year, like the termination for vacation, the administrator that was here last year, the paraprofessional. If you look at the big categories, school administration, we're at 48.8. Teachers were at 43.8, so we're running well. The only one that's really over is the overtime. If we go down to the OECs, they're in the 40 range, and we should be at 50, so we're running well there. If you look at some of these other categories in the next couple pages, some are over, some are under, but I think she's managing the budget really well. So moving along to keep up with you.
Computer services a little high. Is there something we're doing here?
Well, remember what happened last year. They didn't bill us for 6 months. Okay, so we have net the number right now, but we had that had to be brought over to this year's budget. So that's extraordinary.
Okay.
And I think we were at one time. Okay. So if we look
at
page...
We're all caught up doing
okay. If we look at page 4 and 5, that just shows all the appropriations you have, and the FY18 funds have all been expended. The next group of funds that are going to be expended are FY19, and we have until November of this year to take care of it. And I'm sure there's going to be some recoding and so forth based on, you know, our discussion we had today. So I think everything is running well. You can see the various accounts. And then the web report, again, is just another way of looking at what's on page 1. So like I said, I think next month, you know, we won't be at 43%. We'll be somewhat higher than that. But that's real quick. But I think there's not a whole lot to say. We've been over the details before, and I don't want to bore you, and I know people have commitments. So any questions?
Dr. Fletcher?
We need to update our web report document because we're still carrying stuff from 2015 on there. We can come up with more recent narrative.
That was your statement there.
Yeah, I know. So I understand that. Okay, we need a couple more recent. Yeah.
Would you want to give me? You wanted to give me a new statement since this is your original. I don't want to mess with it and mess it all up.
We're not the only board member. But I just know that 2015 is not something we need to keep showing on the web.
Need to show this at all?
Yeah, we can just delete it.
Yeah, I can delete it. That's fine.
Thank you.
They're paid off.
Yeah. I think the only thing I'd want to leave on here is the projected payroll accrual in terms of perspective.
That's all.
I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
All right. So
that will be done.
Any other questions on the finance?
But I knew that was sacred ground. I didn't want to touch it.
I've been here too long. It's time to move the roll.
Okay, well done.
If there aren't any other questions on the finances, I'll entertain a motion to accept the finances with the addition of Dr. Fletcher's request that the web report be updated to reflect that old information be deleted.
I so move.
All right. It's been moved by Bishop Thomas, seconded by Dr. Fletcher, that the finances as of December 31st, 2019, be accepted with the edit done to the web report. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. Motion carries.
Kudos to the larger font.
And I apologize. Usually I would recognize all the members that are here, so I'll recognize our board members, President Bishop Thomas, Dr. Fletcher, Mrs. Robinson, and our head of school, Dr. Marinucci and Marianne Longo. Miss Tridente. But we also have some other folks in attendance. If you guys could just let us know. I'll start over here.
Miss Davidson is a current staff member.
All right, Miss Davidson has been with the school for many, many fourth grades though. Or?
This area.
Fourth grade, yes. Teacher. And she's always here, even when I've come in the evening. She's working, and we'll.
Lauren Comagy is a first grade teacher.
All right, and also a member of the.
CBOC.
Right, Citizen Budget Oversight Committee. And lastly,
Michelle Wilkins, Financial Secretary.
Excellent, thank you. All right, and I apologize for not doing that in advance. Okay, we'll go down to principals. Oh, Ms. Postal. I always look and forget. Sorry.
I mean, she's on the list.
I know. I didn't go that far down. I stopped at Dr. Murphy.
He didn't know what grade his daughter was in a little while ago.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, he asked me what grade my daughter. I was like, I can't remember.
What a
lot. It's a school grade.
No, you can't slide out of that one. That's not great. That's just
bad. All right, we'll move on to principal's report.
Okay, so we are super excited about everything that is happening here. And I've got a one-page document that has a lot of different information on it for you. And I believe I have enough copies for everyone. I'll pass them out. So we have been a flurry of activity pretty much since August, and it hasn't stopped, and it has been just fun. We are having a blast. Anytime you come in the building, you will see smiling faces from our adults as well as our children. We are high-fiving. We are just having a good old time. There are strong academics happening in all of our classrooms, and we are really proud of what's happening. So let me just give you, this is just a quick snapshot of where we are and some of the things we're really proud about. So as Mr. Bentz presented, our contingency funds over time, from July, $67,000 to today, $268,574. We are getting to exactly where we're supposed to be by being really fiscally conservative. So I want to thank you for approving the salary increases, but pretty much we are being super conservative and making sure that our money is going where it should, which is into the people that are taking care of our students, as well as into our curriculum and materials and the building, obviously, that we're in, but not much beyond that. So we're running in an extremely conservative fashion and making amazing things happen every day. Moving over, so you will see a snapshot of the school choice application system. What's really important to point out there is you see the 2019-20. That wasn't as of today, 2019-20. That's as of the end of school choice 2019-20, when school started 2019-20. So if you look at the bottom number, you'll see a total of 44 active applications. We obviously had more students than that come in because some people didn't go through the data service system. At the end, when we were bringing kids in, not everyone applied through the system. Some of them were just coming into the school. But prior to that, the majority of the applications came in through the system because that is the primary way of applying. Moving over, you'll see that as of today, we have 61 school choice applications. The word is out, and this is the hottest place in town. We are touring people left and right. Like, we just have tours going on. So we've moved away from the one-hour block of time for tours because there's no way that could happen. We've got tours happening every Tuesday all day long, every Thursday all day long, on Fridays all day long. Like, we're just touring. So, and I will tell you, families walking through, the kids walking through, the kids are picking out their seat. They're telling me, I'm going to be in room 3, which is the room with that class picture you saw. But but the parents are coming through, and they are just, they literally walk through the tour, and they stop at the office and say, I'm ready to sign on now. So we are doing exactly what we want to be doing and getting our parents that are coming in. They're seeing the energy. They're loving the positivity. It's so awesome. We walk into classrooms and our students turn, like in the kindergarten rooms, the kids will turn and they'll be like, it's a tour. Welcome to our amazing academy. And they see it in unison. It is so awesome. So I know Miss Comagies is working on her class doing soon. Yeah. So I know.
Well, first graders.
Now, what does 17 mean in the middle of that? 17 is exactly how many choice applications there were at this time last year. So the fact that we have 61, when last year at this time there were only 17, I think speaks volumes about the amount of publicity we've got out there. Yes, ma'am.
I can wait till you're done your thought. I just wanted to ask a question about that before you know. Okay, so with respect to the date of the first reporting, so you said that was as of, so like the 44 account, you said that was as of the beginning of the school year. And so is the 61 the difference? Like, so is 61 to date
today,
from August?
We have 61 applications here now.
For next year. The 44?
No. The 44 is for this past school year. So I've been looking at what's our trend look like. So where are we in comparison to where we were last year? Last year, as of today's date, there were only 17 choice applications. Today we have 61.
Okay, and then this withdrawal, that means that you haven't had any withdrawals, I
Correct.
Guess, for this school year.
Correct.
As opposed to
That's
the
withdrawals of choice applications for next school year.
Okay.
Well, so
let me move you down because I think this is going to answer your next question. So that's kids wanting to come for next year.
Okay.
Gotcha. Moving down, 100%, we've asked our staff, 100% of our staff, our teachers, as well as our paraprofessionals and our specialists have told us they absolutely want to be here next year. So they are happy, they love it. And I think that speaks volumes for the support they feel from you guys as well. So thank you. September 30th, our unit count number was 266 students. Today, January 21st, enrollment is 264 students. That's been a problem historically where the number has gone down. We have had students leave. Mm-hmm. We have also accepted students after September 30th.
That don't count toward the...
They don't count towards the unit count. However, we have gotten funding for 266 students. So the way we're looking at it is we've already got the funding for 266 students. In addition, in order to come on this year after September 30th, they have to sign a document committing to next year as well. So you're not walking in the door and just hanging out for the year. You're staying for next year, too. So we've got, I mean, that's the way we're doing this, and they're all there. So we've had, I would say, and I'm going to make a guess at this, but we've had about 12 students come in. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
We've had about 12 students come in. We do have two more that have asked to come, so that number will be equal to, so we will not have any, there will be a zero net loss. April 1st, that's a huge day for us. right, as a charter school, the April 1st, we have to be at 80, we're required to be at 80% of our enrollment, which at this point, our enrollment is 300 students that we're authorized for. That 80% is 240 students. Mm-hmm. We're at 264 students, which is 88%, so we're doing great. If we do have all 61 of our students that have choice applied to us, we're at about 95% enrollment right now for next year. So we're doing, we're looking really good. We will be shutting our doors. We will be full this next year, without a doubt. One other thing that we've done is we had parent, we had our parent
conferences.
Yeah. Thank you. This past Thursday and Friday. So at our parent conferences, rather than wait until April or May to ask our parents if they're coming, mm-hmm. that was an opportune time to meet with our parents and talk to them. So we set up a welcoming committee at the front of the school and had our related arts teachers as well as our instructional assistants and our office staff all up here. We had a table set up where I was at the table, and we had the re-enrollment, the intent form, ready for them. And we let our parents know that we're going to be full this next year. And so we asked them if they were willing to commit to their seat for next year now. And we only had one no. So every parent that came through said yes. Or we had a couple that needed to think about it, or it was like the grandparent, and so they needed to take it home. But we are tracking that, and we have the majority. I mean, just they're coming back. They're coming back strong. So we will be full. And we will likely have a waiting list for next year. And I anticipate that the year after that, we're going to be doing a lottery.
I love it.
So, which leads to our next move, which is the bottom of the form. We did submit for the sixth grade. And everything's looking pretty good for that. So we have our initial meeting on Monday at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we are very hopeful that all goes well at that hearing. This will be my first experience at one of these hearings, not my first experience at a committee meeting such as this. So we are putting together our talking points and prepared to speak. All the great things that we're doing here and show much of this data. So that meeting is in their plan. The plan is that it's 1 hour long. So that's January 27th. And then there's a public hearing. So the more people we can get to come out on February 10th to speak in favor of this, the more likely we are to have this approved. We are also asking our families to come out. We have parents that have written letters of support. Mm-hmm. We did include them in our application. I will tell you, our fifth grade parents want their children to stay. It was remarkable how many of them are just very much in favor of the small school climate and just the village that we've created here in wanting their children to remain here for sixth grade and asking actually if we'll go beyond that. So.
How many fifth grade students do you have?
We have 46.
So is that two classes?
It is.
So just not to interrupt Dr. Marinucci, but I'm going to invite any board members that are available on Monday. I'll be there, but some of you guys have been at these meetings in the past. So, again, the more support we have, the more DOE knows. And if anybody, after the Dr. Marinucci and the staff give their report, certainly it wouldn't hurt if a board member wants to speak on behalf. And some of you guys know the history of our necessity for a sixth grade. I mean, that's really what it's about, is our inability to sometimes retain students because we don't have a sixth grade. So, and you can see the other meetings are all outlined there as well.
Yep.
The public hearings are important, too. So if you can't make it Monday, at least at the public hearings,
yeah, so the only other thing that I have is, again, thank you all for your support, and a special thank you to Ms. Postles and Ms. Tridente for spending part of their winter break in here working on the application. It was a lot of work, a lot of work, but we got it done, so
Well, on behalf of the board, I want to thank all three of you guys, especially Ms. Postal, since I forgot to. We appreciate you guys putting this application together, and I did see that, I don't know if everybody was copied on the email, but John Carwell did send the email back saying that the application had been received, so it's looking, it's moving in a positive direction. If you're available Monday at 1, I know folks have commitments, but if you can come, it's the same boardroom where DOE is on the second or third floor, I think.
We'll be there.
They finished the repair of that building?
I haven't been there in about a year.
I don't know if they
have. I've seen a lot of stuff they've been doing every time I go past it. So I tend to avoid even going past that section, my normal route, because they've always had
the scaffolding and all.
So, one question.
Yes, sir.
With the sixth grade, will that require some space reallocation or things? How are you thinking about that? Okay, you got it right there. You didn't share the copy, but that's okay.
No, it's all in pencil. Okay. But we've been so, and that's it's all kind of moving around. So we're watching our numbers of all of our different grade levels and doing configuration. So we absolutely plan to have music this coming year. We already have our music teacher. So that's a moving forward, moving things around. Like we've moved this into here because we've made that an intervention room where we used to meet. So we've got some shifting going around with the building just to maximize the space. But we will be maximizing the space and using every bit of the space. But we've got it figured out where everything fits.
Next question. How long will it take us to know that we've been approved for sixth grade and we can put it in the implementation?
So March 19th.
We'll know. Decision day, yep.
Okay.
It's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, well, that's good. That means you're already into a full recruitment mode of our fifth graders.
Oh, yes. Okay. We actually,
yeah, you know where I'm going with this conversation.
We've already done the intent with we have a special intent letter for our fifth graders, so we've already asked them.
Okay, then I'm finished.
Okay.
I just need to see where the strategic thinking is going on. These are a lot of pieces coming together.
So that leads, I guess, to a follow-up question then. So if we're already thinking about that and thinking even about recruiting, who's teaching, I guess, for sixth grade?
Well, actually, one of our fifth grade teachers has asked to loop with the fifth graders up to sixth grade. And she's certified to do that. So
what does that mean? I guess what does that look like, loop?
She's currently the fifth grade teacher, mm-hmm. and she's phenomenal with the fifth graders. She would become the sixth grade teacher of the same students.
Okay. But does that take away a fifth grade teacher?
It would.
Yeah.
And I guess you would replace that one.
So we, just this past Wednesday, I had staff, or I asked all of our teachers to give us their first, second, and third choice, because I'd like to know what their preference is for teaching, because they might be a fourth grade teacher now, but really want to be a second grade teacher. So we're asking teachers what their preference is. And then we're also looking at what our numbers look like. So there's some moving parts that are going to happen as we get towards the end of the school year, the summertime, and looking at that. But we're definitely in the planning. I mean, we want to be forward thinking, not last minute planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're not sure just yet whether or not we need to hire somebody else, or whether we can repurpose the teachers that we have based on, like, say, second grade, we only have 20 students, so we only need one teacher as opposed to two, or something like that.
So, right, we're going to need, I can tell you, we're going to need all the teachers we have plus.
So that's right. That was my question.
Right. We have two people. We have two people.
It's the plus.
Get more money.
We have two. Right.
We had the grade.
We will. We have two people that.
How much do we increase the headcount?
Your max is 300. We're at 260. So really, how much money does.
No, but if this max will increase if we add the grade.
Sure, I agree, but is that increase from 264 to 266, which is, I'm not a mathematician, but it was at 36.
How
more
many
kids?
Letters?
How does that materialize into
from the
330
fifth grade?
Would be the max.
I got too many meetings going on. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
The max is not 300.
My question was, How many letters of intent did you have for the fifth grade?
Do you know off the top of your head?
Probably the total number.
Okay.
Because that will let us know how many more students that we can look at for next year when the application is approved in March.
Sure. So we haven't met with all of our fifth grade families.
Okay.
We only got the letters of intent from the parents that actually came for conferences.
Right. Okay.
So we're still following up with.
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
But at this point, we have
how many
12.
You have 12. How many fifth graders do we have?
46.
Okay. You asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, two
classes. So there's a possibility that we could have 46 starting out in the sixth grade.
Correct.
That's what I'm counting. I'm looking at that. You're going to need a couple of teachers.
Sure.
And
yeah,
offset
we would need
that,
two in that
with all of the recruitment for kindergarten.
Right.
So you're still bringing in
right.
a good
right.
number of students.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it would be a gain.
And we will be able to accommodate.
We only have one fourth.
The 46 going into the sixth grade and the kindergarten that's coming in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been working. We've got it all. You should see the spreadsheet in my office. Mr. Benz has seen it. We've got it all calculated out, and we're running the numbers and looking at everything to make sure that we've got it all worked out.
No withdrawals now. We don't want any withdrawals as we're going through this process.
Correct.
Okay.
The only other, I have one calendar update just to share with the board. February 19th, we are not doing the AOD night. We've moved that to March 24th, and that instead is called AOD's Got Talent.
March 24th.
Yes, sir.
What is it about that date that's sticking in my brain?
Mm-hmm. March 24th.
It is a Tuesday.
Is that y'all's spring break?
What time?
No. Mm-hmm.
So,
no.
6, 7, 4. What time?
I believe 6.
6.
I don't know that we've set the actual time yet. We haven't put the information out yet.
Okay. But it'll come out.
It will come out. Absolutely.
I'll see you there. Surely that will.
We have lots of students interested in being part of the talent show. Uh-huh. We have some staff as well.
We got to see how this PD goes before we start talking about the couch.
My next question is, because space, we're physically bound within these walls.
Right.
If we add two more classes, and we get back all the other classes that we currently have, because Bill will have a baby if we don't. So I need to know, do we have enough capacity within our unused space here to accommodate two more classes?
Yes.
Okay, you gave me a short answer. That's good. I'm going to take you at your word. I'll leave it alone.
Yes.
If we had 300 plus students, I know we won't have any more conversations.
No.
We never 300 in there one time.
Yeah.
With 310.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you didn't complain about budgets. I was getting back to that point.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have given a map or a design where the sixth grade is.
Mm-hmm. We plotted it out with
and
numbers.
And that probably was part of the application as
nope.
well? It wasn't?
No,
okay.
They didn't ask for that.
Hmm.
But we're prepared, just in case that is a question.
Right.
Yes.
Accommodation.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That's outstanding analytical work. I love it. I love it.
All right. Anything else?
Sounds good. How much do those?
So I have a machine. This is a vest from Walmart. It costs a couple, $10, $15. And I have a machine. If you bring me clothes, I'll be happy to make it say AOD.
I would like to have an academy. I think that looks so neat, the academy of Dover.
I know. We're all about wearing it. So, I've done some of your
stuff. Well, when I'm
doing my tutoring
of the younger students at my church,
yes,
if I broke that down there,
yes.
then the parents would see it.
We're doing it on vinyl jackets. We're doing it on anything. We're happy to make your clothes say it all over.
I bought some button downs. We bought some Izod button downs and put it on those too. So we have all kinds of shirts.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to start a little shop
school
called
store.
Academy Attire.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get that off the ground since
when Mr. Capers was here, when we first started, they were trying to find somebody to do for God.
I just need something that when I do my tutoring job, and I do tutor the elementary, and I see parents. If I had that on, I have Calvary Baptist stuff, but I need to put that. Okay. I can do some recruiting.
Yeah, because in all the other schools, they have little bookstores, I know.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's high school, they have every mug, sticker, bag, anything you can think of.
You know the grade of the high school one.
Yeah, I do know that, because she reminds me when she's asking for money. All right.
You're getting off. I'm going down too many rabbit holes. Let me leave you alone.
All right, so thank you, Dr. Marinucci.
Yes.
We do have one other piece of business we need to handle. Mrs. Wagner is no longer a member of the board, and at one point we discussed, since we do have a new parent rep, which is Dr. Iriowin, I cannot.
Dr. E.
Dr. E. Good. Yes. He's the new parent rep. Our previous parent rep is Mrs. Holmes, who's with us, and we need to have a motion and a vote to have Mrs. Holmes, step into a board member role as opposed to a parent rep role. So I'll entertain a motion to have Mrs. Holmes fill the vacant spot left by Mrs. Wagner. And that's it, I guess. She didn't think y'all would be that enthusiastic.
It'd be a conflict because we had a one here, and I said this.
She thought this might be her last board meeting. That's what she was
the first and the second and everything.
That was it all.
All right, so it's been moved by Mrs. Robinson, seconded by both Dr. Fletcher and Bishop Thomas and others who I didn't hear, that Mrs. Holmes go from being a parent board rep to a regular board member to fulfill the vacancy by Mrs. Wagner. All in favor?
Aye.
Right, welcome aboard as a regular board member.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And I'm just going to let folks know we might have another vacancy. Since we're adding a grade, we hopefully can get more parents involved. If you know of anybody, again, in the community that might be interested, especially those folks who can help us with recruitment and other things, please have them send a letter of interest to the board. They can send it to the board, and we can let I'll let the rest of the board members know. All right. Any other business before the board?
So you want to table the PTO room?
Because he's not here.
He's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Mr. E.
And, well, our next meeting will be, public comment. Any public comment?
Actually, I have to go.
Yeah, please, I apologize.
I mainly came today, as a staff member. I have been here on staff at AOD since 2006. So I actually realize I have been here for all of the administrations they have and quite a few changes in board members, so. Just wanted to take this opportunity to thank this present administration and board for a lot of the changes that we have seen as far as support to the staff. I think one of the biggest concerns we've had in the past is feeling like a lot of times as staff, our interest was not prioritized in decision-making with the board, and we definitely see and feel the difference now with this administration and present board, our current phases being part of it, but also just feeling more like we are being treated like we're an important part of the success of the school. It's a difference. We see it, we feel it, and we appreciate it very much. So on behalf of staff, I just wanted to say thank you to the administrators and present board. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your comments, Mrs. Davis. I know you've been here since the beginning, and we appreciate your loyalty and your service to our students. I mean, the teachers are the front line. We wouldn't have a school if there were no students, but we definitely wouldn't have a school if there were no teachers there. So we appreciate what you guys have done. And if you could let your fellow teachers know, and Ms. Tridente as well, that the board, that's what we're here for, to back you guys up. and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have two of my kids.
Yes.
Testimony.
All right. I think our next meeting will be... Oh, did you have a... Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just wanted to piggyback off Ms. Davis. Sure. I want to thank you guys for all your support. Thank you for the raises, and thank you for your support and hard work in that. I really appreciate it. It's one less worry, so now I can focus on the kids a little more than I could before. So, thank you.
We appreciate that as well. And please pass along our continued support to the staff. Dr. Marinucci makes it easy for the board. We don't have to put out nearly as many fires as we used to.
I want to say, excuse me, kudos to the 100% instructional staff that intends to...
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That's you.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That is wonderful. Did you make them sign something?
Yes.
Who's here?
Liz. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
She
said, write your name.
It
was a trick.
All right.
Remember, she's a lawyer.
I know.
You're a lawyer.
That's why I'm not saying anything. Right.
That's good.
All right. I think our next board meeting will be February 27th. Does that work for everybody?
That's a problem for me. I usually don't have a problem, but if I go home and say I'm going to a meeting that night, I won't have a home.
Is that Tarun's
birthday?
That's
Tarun's
birthday.
No, I can't divulge it. But I just can't make it that night.
Top secret.
All right, can we...
The day before, the Wednesday?
I will not be.
Okay, so we may not have...
That's the day of our final meeting, too.
So, right. Okay, maybe we move it up a week.
Yeah.
The 20th?
Yeah, yeah, since we have we'll be at a meeting at 1 at the DOE. So why don't we move it?
So the board meeting is going to be on the 20th. You're suggesting that?
I'm suggesting.
Before I lock it in, now I need to.
That's not good. It's 2-20-20.
20.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my dad's birthday.
I'm going right to the lottery.
And he's turning
60. Yeah, I know. Is that enough to hit yourself?
Isn't that crazy?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's
my dad's birthday, and he's turning 60, and he was born in 1960.
I've got a meeting that day at Providence Creek.
Okay, can we...
Any other day but the 20th and 27th. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. About
and you can have it without
me. It's got to be Bill.
That's not that we can do it without, but can we do the 26th? Because that's a problem for you, the 27th, right?
I will be out, yes.
Okay.
The 26th is okay, the 25th, 24th,
you're gonna be out
28th, any of those days are okay. And you can have it without me, too.
Okay.
I could be here by phone.
I think we checked once before in the state said we can't do phone. Can we? Will there be a teacher rep in your place?
Yes, I'll have a teacher rep in my place.
Excellent.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Can she sit in for
me? Because I'm that for CBS.
She's already here for this. Right.
CBOC.
So we're going with the 20th.
So we can go with 20th, we'll go back to the 27th. Either one, we're not going to have Bill here.
All right, so it's just a review. I'm going to leave it up to the board. What's better for you guys?
Well, the 20th is better because the 27th we had DOE.
Yeah, so why don't we say the 20th? And Bill, you won't be here.
Well, I will. Okay. I'll try to make it. It's just tight. We're redoing the budget all over again and so forth. But I'll do the best to make it.
The 26th work for you?
We missed a whole lot.
26 would work.
Does 26 work for you, Bishop Thomas?
That's a Wednesday. Nope, that doesn't
work. Let's go for the 20th. I'll do my best to get it done the 20th.
27th works for me.
27th works for me, but not the 20th.
All right, so let's just go with the 27th, and Bill, we'll go through the budget.
And you can sit in for me on the 27th. Mrs. Comagies will sit in for me on the 27th.
Okay, excellent.
So we're going...
With the 27th.
So... You know I won't be here.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Well, I'm back for CBOC.
Real deep board. You're locked in now.
27th.
It should be okay. I'll let you know.
And I'll write it on my calendar tomorrow.
Okay.
I have it.
Oh, that's your... Is that his birthday?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he might be doing something towards the end of the week.
That's so precious.
He'll be
40
this year.
40? He's such a young man.
Okay, 104.
That's a long time.
Okay. So we have our meeting set. Any other business before I entertain a motion to adjourn? All right, I'll entertain a motion
to adjourn.
So moved. Moved by. Mrs. Robinson, seconded by Bishop Thomas, that we adjourn at 6:45 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are off the record. Thank you, guys.